A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. The glory of Lebanon will be given to them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here comes your God, who comes with vindication, with divine recompense. God comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared, and then will the lame leap like a stag, and the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert, and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The abode where jackals lurk will be a marsh for reed and papyrus. A highway will be there, called the Holy Way. No one unclean may pass over it, nor fools go astray on it. No lion will be there, no beast of prey go up to meet it. It is for those with a journey to make, and on it the redeemed will walk. And those with whom the Lord has ransomed will return, entering Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. The word of the Lord. Look at today's news. Be one of the unemployed whose home is foreclosed or benefits are about to end. Be a person in Haiti or Indonesia. Hearing the words of Isaiah today may be comforting in the promise, or it may sound like Pollyanna. I mean, strengthen the hands that are feeble, make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here comes your God coming with vindication, with divine recompense coming to save you. Where is the community of faith bringing good news to the poor? Where do we stand when it comes to believing and living the promise of the presence of God? Today's readings remind us that God can transform what we cannot if we are open. Jesus raised the man who was paralyzed and forgave his sins, much to the consternation of the scribes and Pharisees. Are we those whose eyes that are blind and need opening to see the needs of others? Are we those whose ears are deaf and need to be cleared? Are our excuses about not helping or doing whatever lame? What is the song we sing? If we are paralyzed by the overwhelming need, today reminds us that there is hope. Hope is believing in the promise, even when the results are unseen. The paralyzed man walked. God can make straight a road. Hope comes in the promise of each of the little miracles we perform as we reach out to one another. Little miracles like a smile on a gloomy day, a can of food, a gift for the poor, a visit in person or on the phone to a relative or grandparent we haven't called in a while. Little miracles like thank yous to former teachers and friends, putting down the grudge. Today is a day for miracles, when God comes to save and incredible things happen. How can it be other than that? Today is all we have, but it is also the Feast of St. Nicholas, and for many throughout the world, they're fully caught up in the promise and hope of the day. It's not about presents, but about the presence of God to the poor and the oppressed. St. Nicholas risked his life more than once to help the poor. He not only gave the dowry for girls who would have been trafficked, but persuaded merchants to give grain from their cargo ships in time of famine. He reached out to the oppressed in prison and helped set prisoners free. Today is a day when the road is straight to the heart of God. How will you travel it? What song will you sing? Can you believe in the promise?